is only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Before I begin, I want to speak a little bit to what they talked about and the revelations about President Trump's disregard for our military and our veterans. And quite frankly, if what is written in The Atlantic is true, it's disgusting. And it affirms what most of us believe to be true, that Donald Trump is not fit to be the job of president, to be the commander-in-chief.
This was a weird press conference. Weird because the questions were such ridiculously sycophantic softballs after he gives this prepared speech. But also weird because when he keeps talking about the Atlantic article and these crazy allegations about what President Trump is supposedly had said about the military, he even keeps saying, if it's true, I don't know if it's true, maybe it's true, if the allegation, like, if you are questioning it that much, Joe, then why are you repeating it? And if you're not questioning, why do you keep pretending as if, oh, I'm just being a good news guy? It was very weird. This morning, we're joined by Mark Lauder. He is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. Mark, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, very good. So let's start there, because I know everybody has heard these allegations and the White House has responded. But, I mean, it just strikes me as hard to believe an anonymous source is getting this accurate at just this particular moment in history after the president's done so much for the military over these first 4 years.
Well, and it completely runs contrary to the facts. I mean, you have these so-called anonymous sources, you know, in the Atlantic hit piece, but then you have 10 White House officials on the record saying it didn't happen. But even go beyond that, there is an actual email that was discovered from the Navy that was found by a non-Trump favorable media outlet from the Navy to the White House with what we call a bad weather call, which grounded Marine One. I mean, so even the Navy email from way back in the day, which has been out publicly for a while, says the weather was bad. That's why they had to cancel Marine One taking the president to the cemetery. And you know, so you've got that. You've got the email. And then on top of everything else, my goodness, I mean, even John Bolton, who wrote no favorable things about the president in his book, details the story in the book as we already know it to be. And John Bolton has said, if he'd have heard any of these things, he'd have written an entire chapter on it.
Right.
Just shows you that the media has just, you know, they'll do anything to try to disparage this president. And what I think they actually were doing was trying to distract people from the outstanding jobs report on Friday, or the fact that the largest police organization in the country endorsed the president on Friday.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. I think it was Gutberg who said, you know, oh, the Biden campaign had an ad ready to go as soon as the news broke. Interesting. By The Atlantic, owned by a massive Biden donor. Interesting. You know, none of this stuff that typically makes the news. And there's no mention, as you say, of the John Bolton covering the event, not mentioning this particular feature that surely he would have mentioned had it happened in real life. So it's just, it's amazing. But, you know, that's what effective lying does, is it finds some weak spot where you could, you know, maybe the worst critics can believe it or whatever, and that's why it kind of gets the traction that it gets. But you mentioned the jobs numbers, and Friday, like so many other days, has been one of those days where you're like, oh, well, exceeding expectations. So what did we learn about the job situation on Friday?
Well, I mean, 1.4 million jobs created in August. That was, I think, the third or fourth highest month total after the previous 3 months. And that the big thing is that we have now recovered about half of all of the jobs that were lost due to COVID-19. And so you see this momentum taking off. You see this country trying to get back up, get off the mat, get back to work, back to school. You know, we obviously have all these Democrat governors out there and mayors that just want to keep everything shut down, but the American people are getting back out there, and we want to keep that going, because what we've got to remember is, for the first time in that I can ever recall, we have an economic crisis created by non-economic reasons. All of those strong fundamentals of the economy are still strong. We just have to get back to work. And I think you see that coming. You see that building. And why on earth would you want to do something with, like, what Joe Biden wants to talk about, raising taxes by $4 trillion, putting on his crazy energy and you know, progressive things. It's just going to shut the economy down again.
Or just shut it down directly, which he said he'd be open to doing under the circumstances. Yeah, it's one of these weird things where when they talk about the economy, especially when Biden talks about the economy, you know, how terrible it is now. Well, why don't you talk about how it was 6 months ago? Because that would be the better track record to compare with. But I do have a question about the economy.
Well, and even more interesting, I saw a great chart. I think it was Kellyanne Conway that tweeted it out on Friday, that the unemployment rate in August of 2020 is 8.4%. That's the new unemployment rate with a pandemic. The unemployment rate in August of 2012, when Joe Biden and Barack Obama were running for reelection, was 8.1%. They didn't have a pandemic. I mean, literally, it has taken a pandemic to create an economy just about equal to what Obama and Biden oversaw. But we're doing it in the face of a pandemic. They just did it.
With so, the markets and everything, you know, else, exactly. I do have a question, though, about the economic numbers. It's something that's been, you know, ever since we've been trying to pay attention to this, it's been nagging at me. The critique is that, yes, the unemployment numbers as a gross number are, I mean, exceeding expectations, even though still bad, but we're working on it. But how much are, so like partial jobs or reduced hours or reduced wages, you know, how much are we off of peak productivity, even worse than off of just actual, you know, binary jobs, yes or no?
Well, we saw a huge gain last week, also reported in U.S. productivity numbers. It was one of the – it was, I believe, a record increase in productivity. So, you know, again, all of the fundamentals are there, and we just have to get Americans back to work. We need to get people back out in, you know, able to go to restaurants, go on vacation, come down to, you know, come down to the beach, enjoy you know, all the things that Florida has to offer. And if we can do that, you know, this economy is going to come roaring back even faster. And then, again, you compare it to Joe Biden, who says he would shut it all down again.
And one last thing, just we're talking to Mark Lauder, by the way. He is a he is the director of strategic communications for the Trump campaign. And the president's going to be in Florida this week. What is he coming here to do?
Well, obviously, Florida is very critical to the president's reelection. It's not a state that we're going to be overlooking. You know, we know that things are looking good right now. There was even a recent poll that talked about how Biden's mysterious lead has disappeared in Florida and some other states. So we're going to continue doing what we're doing. You're going to have the president in Florida. We're having the vice president on the road. We're actually continuing to go out and take our message directly to the people about why this president needs to be reelected. We're not hiding. We're not cowering in the basement, or we're not, you know, doing a trip but not actually talking to anybody or seeing anybody in these various battleground states. You're going to see the president out there continuing to fight every day. He'll be on the road tomorrow. The vice president's even heading to Wisconsin today. All of these things are continuing on and on. And we're very confident that things are looking good. We're ahead of where we were in 2016. We're even ahead of where Barack Obama was in 2012. And things are looking positive. We've got a lot of momentum on our side.
Wait, Mark, you're telling me that all of these softball-friendly questions that the president gets in all of his press briefings weren't planted by the campaign?
No, they weren't scripted.
No, I don't think so. I'm still amazed by that Biden presser. Absolutely amazing to see it. Mark Lauder, he is the director of strategic communications for the presidential campaign for reelecting President Trump. Mark, thanks for the time. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Have a great Labor Day.